I've been a nurse for 26 years, and I felt like I knew a lot about medicine. But after I had my second kid, my body just tanked, and I felt terrible. And I went to 5 different doctors, like, what is wrong with me?
You're a trained nurse. You've been doing this for 26 years. So obviously you're in tune with your body, and they're telling me, see a psychologist, or maybe anxiety, or it's all in your head. From my perspective, would be the last person to say that to.
And the last doctor told me that I need to see a psychiatrist. I was devastated. Like, this isn't normal to feel this way. It's not something that you could keep living with.
Symptoms are like infants. Let's call them immature. They don't know how to speak for themselves, and they're not the mature disease that you're going and treating with a pill. It's more of like an ecosystem or a garden, right? Looking for where this thing might be imbalanced.
20 minutes twice a week, full body workout, that's changed my body physique completely.
Wow.
I don't have the time or really the emotional bandwidth to train an hour a day, 5 days a week. I work and I'm a mom and I'm a wife and life is busy. But if I can get my health in 20 minutes twice a week, I'm in.
Welcome back, everybody. I am super pumped. We have another member of FastFit here with us, and we're going to do some episodes, 1, 2, 400, I don't know, whatever we can squeeze out of you, Nicole.
Yes.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's an honor and a pleasure. And so I think what we should do to kick this first episode off is just tell people who the heck you are, and we could start there, what you do for a living, your title, et cetera. And then I want to go a little bit deeper into what brought you to FastFit.
Okay. So my name is Nicole Wolf. I'm a board certified family nurse practitioner, but I specialize in functional root cause medicine.
Okay.
And I have my own practice. It's Coco Functional Wellness here in the Austin, Texas area.
How long have you been practicing?
2 years.
2 years?
Austin. On my own, yes. But okay. I shadowed and was a patient of functional medicine for a long time.
Okay. And so a patient in functional medicine, I'm probably going to go deep quick on this, but I didn't know that about you. So what brought you to, if you don't mind sharing, what brought you to functional medicine?
It's why I'm so passionate about functional medicine is I've been a nurse for 26 years.
Wow.
And I felt like I knew a lot about, you know, medicine, and I certainly knew a lot about my body. But after I had my second kid 15 years ago, my body just tanked and I felt terrible. And I went to 5 different doctors, like, what is wrong with me? What is going on? I felt horrible. I was having menopausal symptoms, but way too young for that. And my labs were within normal range, is what I kept being told. And the last doctor told me that I need to see a psychiatrist. And so I was devastated. Like, this isn't normal to feel this way. And it's not something that you could keep living with,
right,
feeling that way. Certainly not being a mom. So I had a functional compound pharmacist that was a friend of mine, and I went to him in tears, like, please help me. And he's like, functional medicine.
Wow.
And with each functional medicine person that I saw, they gave me another piece of my life back.
Wow.
And it ended up being that was the key, like, root cause. What was going on with me?
Yeah.
It was hormones, and my progesterone was completely gone. But on blood, it was showing up as barely there, but it was in the range of Western medicine ranges.
So have you, I'm going to come back to this in a second. Have you always been into exercise and physical health?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the story I'm telling myself right now is like, okay, you're a trained nurse. You've been doing this for 26 years. Obviously, you're into exercise. You're very fit. So obviously, you're in tune with your body. And after having 2 kids, you got to a place where you're like, I am not only seeing multiple specialists and they're telling me, you know, see a psychologist or maybe anxiety or it's all in your head.
Yeah.
Right. Which would be, you're sort of this cohort, so to speak, that would, from my perspective, would be the last person to say that to, right? You're trained in medicine. You've been working with people for years. You're in tune with your body. For the last 26 years, you didn't have this issue, so to speak, right? Which is a bummer. But so tell us a little bit more about what is functional medicine? What is, you keep saying root cause. So what was the difference in what you did there versus the people you were working with?
So regular medicine is, let's wait until you have disease and then let's treat it.
Okay.
There's no preventative disease medicine out there, really. That's what functional medicine is. Let's prevent this. Let's get to the root cause of what's causing your symptoms. Because symptoms are like infants. It's a cry for help from your cells. And they can't tell you exactly what's going on. So you got to figure out, like, what is it? What is causing these symptoms? It's inflammatory load most of the time. But it can be caused by gut dysbiosis, stress, which is really hard on your body, poor nutrition, poor sleep. Like, there's multiple things that can cause your inflammation to go up.
Yeah. I love that. I've never heard that saying. I'm going to use it if you don't mind.
Like, please.
Yeah, symptoms are like infants. That's beautiful because you're right. They are, let's call them immature, and they don't know how to speak for themselves, and they're not the mature disease, so to speak, that you're going and treating with a pill or doing something like, you know, I've heard people talk about traditional medicine or Western medicine, so to speak, being like a mechanic, right? This thing breaks and you try to fix it with this pill, or this thing breaks and you try to fix it, versus more of like an ecosystem or a garden, right? Looking for where this thing might be imbalanced and all. So
we're a whole system.
Right.
And it's not just one thing that's causing all these problems. There's something going on that is causing multiple systems to scream.
So tell us a little bit more, because I want to go deeper, but we'll do that in some future episodes.
Of course.
If for people listening to this, if they've been listening to this for a while, we talk a little bit about functional medicine. I'm passionate about it. That's why we have you on. My own health journey was functional medicine was key to getting that stuff resolved. So I want to go deeper in that stuff. But let's continue to figure out a little bit more about who you are. So what brought you to FastFit? Why do you do our 20-minute workout? What's been your experience so far?
Okay, well, first and foremost, it's 20 minutes twice a week for me. Right. Full body workout that's changed my body physique completely.
Wow.
I don't have the time or really the emotional bandwidth to train an hour a day, 5 days a week. I don't. I mean, you know, I work and I'm a mom and I'm a wife and life is busy. Mm-hmm. So I need to get on doing the things that matter to me most in life. Health matters, but if I can get my health in 20 minutes twice a week,
right,
I'm in.
And strength training seems to be key, like when you and I spoke before. Is that where you would start most people when it comes to the exercise part of their journey?
Absolutely, especially midlife stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we're really worried about bone health.
Right.
And strength training, it builds your bones up.
Yeah.
So every time you push or resist, then it builds osteoblasts and osteoclasts to break down and rebuild your bones. Awesome. So it's very important, especially for women in this time of life, my time of life.
Yeah.
When our estrogen is depleting.
And then I feel like you sort of implied this, because there's one thing, like you said, to be really busy. And at the same time, you mentioned earlier, you know, for people that are at a point where they're needing to improve their health, whether it's hormones or dysbiosis, like you said, or whatever the case may be, stress. To me, it's sort of a paradox, because with exercise, and I know this, if you're listening to this, it might sound like a sales pitch, and it is, but 20 minutes twice a week, right? I imagine if you have a patient come to you and they say, I don't really know what to do. I know that strength training is in vogue, right? It decreases all-cause mortality and everybody's talking about it. And so I should be strength training. And they're strength training 1-2 hours a day. They probably have higher cortisol levels and inflammatory load than they should, as they're also trying to balance those things to get healthier. Does that make sense?
Yes. You can absolutely overtrain and cause your body more stress. And you can under-recover as well, causing your body more stress. So, and cortisol is your stress hormone. So people need to be careful and conscious about how much they're training.
Right.
And how much they're recovering.
Yeah.
And with this FastFit twice a week for 20 minutes, you're definitely putting your body under stress, but it's good stress. And then you have days to recover, which helps your overall inflammatory load.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you need strength and muscle in order for your body to be more resilient. Mm-hmm. And this does that. Yeah. And it does it quickly. And you see results pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us a little bit more. You found the functional practitioners that you started working with on your health. And what did that journey end up looking like? How long until you started getting some relief? And then what was the aha moment that made you go, whoa, not only was this the answer for me, but this is what I want to do? Because you have your own, what's the name of your practice again?
Functional Wellness.
Coco Functional Wellness. So you have your own practice here in Austin. You're helping people through this same journey. So what did that journey look like for you? And if you can because we want to keep these episodes pretty tight. So I'm going to do this in some more episodes going forward. But also maybe just give like a 50,000 foot view of what that looks like for the average person, what, how they get started and what that journey looks like.
So for me, it was hormones. And I went down the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy with progesterone. And it was huge to just get back on track and get my sleep on track. And just, it's a feel-good hormone.
Yeah.
It's a happy hormone. And I was completely depleted. And when your hormones are depleted, it also causes inflammation. And I didn't know that at the time. Like, we're not taught that in medicine. So yes, it's all about inflammation. If your hormones tank, more inflammation. If you're super stressed out, more inflammation. So if your sleep is crap, more inflammation.
Vicious cycle, right?
It is.
And people are like, maybe you should get some sleep to help your hormones. You're like, well, I can't sleep because of my hormones.
Yes. Yes, but it's also like what you eat. Inflammatory foods. Our standard American diet is called the SAD diet for a reason.
Yeah.
So it all of it. And so it was a journey for me that it didn't end up just being hormones, which I thought.
Wow.
It was like, what are you eating? How are you sleeping? What does your life look like? How do you handle the stressors that are just life stressors?
Wow. So it's holistic.
It is.
We're looking at the root cause of your symptoms. We're looking at you as a holistic person, from your habits to your environment. But also, I think you've mentioned testing. What does that look like? What are some of the testing you do when you have a new patient versus maybe if they went to a just regular GP?
Yeah, comprehensive testing. And I do the same test every 3 months because I want to make sure that we're tracking and trending everything that we're doing and that the numbers are moving the right way. Inflammatory markers like homocysteine and CRP, uric acid, those are really important. Hormones, obviously, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, FSH, LH, DHEA, estrogen. And I do a fractionated estrogen because you want to make sure that your estradiol is higher than estrone.
Okay.
Estrone is really inflammatory, and it's also where you're going to get your symptoms most of the time if it's high.
So this is where you're like not only doing a really in-depth panel, but you're also reading the tea leaves, so to speak. You're looking at ratios and interactions between these things. It's not a piece of paper with 20 labs saying in range, out of range. It's telling a story, right?
Yeah. And it might be in range, but it might be on the higher side of normal, or it might be like, I look at calcium, for instance, on CBCs and CMPs, just basic panels that everybody else orders. But calcium needs to be less than 9.7.
Okay.
Because as your cortisol raises, and if it's chronically high, then it pulls calcium out of your bones and puts it into circulation, which is not good. At least osteoporosis, but also calcium circulating in your blood is not good.
Wow.
So we watch that to make sure that your cortisol isn't staying so high that you're now having calcium pulled out of your bones.
Wow.
So it's just little things like that.
Yeah.
And also the thyroid is big, and reverse T3. I don't just do a TSH with reflex to T4. It's TSH, free T4, free T3. Reverse T3 and thyroid antibodies.
So you're looking at the interactions of all these things. Are there any other in-depth tests you do outside of blood work?
Yeah, we can absolutely do gut testing, neurotransmitter testing, mineral testing.
Wow.
But we start with the blood work first.
Yeah.
That tells us most and whatever symptoms you're having and your past life experience.
Okay, cool. Okay, well, before we get into some future episodes and go deeper, I want to basically just sort of call out, I'll call it the elephant in this YouTube room or podcast room, which, and I've mentioned this stuff before, but functional medicine is, in my mind, the only way to go when it comes to improving your health, especially as we age. And at the same time, the way we are right now, at least in the United States and our sort of jacked up medical system, functional medicine, what prevents a lot of people from doing it, in my experience, is it's pricey because there is a lot of detailed, comprehensive testing, and many times people are paying out of pocket, et cetera. And so I get this objection when I send my friends and family and loved ones to work with a great functional medicine practitioner like yourself. Well, it was, you know, $700 or something, and then it's so much per month that to get started. And for me, and we won't go into my story, we've done this in prior episodes and we'll talk about it again sometime in the future, but I spent years with SIBO and gut issues and histamine intolerance, all kinds of stuff. And the amount of money that I poured into just regular physicians, doctor's visits, supplementation, hopes and dreams, weird biohacks, you name it. I don't think people really appreciate how cheap and affordable it is and vital it is to just spend the money and start working with a functional medicine practitioner. Because once I got through 6 months, when I was working, most people know this, with Dr. Ruscio, and I think I paid, I don't know if he'd mind me saying this, but I think I paid like $800 and then there was a monthly fee. But 3 months in, that was it. Like, I didn't really need to do too much more. He and I check in every once in a while and I've got some supplementation. That's exponentially cheaper. And that's talking about hard costs. That's not talking about the improvement in the quality of life I have with my family and kids, et cetera. So I'm sure that's something you run into when people come to you. And what would you say to someone that is getting started and seeing some of this testing and pricing and that sort of thing?
Yeah. So in functional medicine, our visits are much longer. So your first visit with me is up 2 hours.
Wow.
And that's not including all the time that I take to look into your past medical history and all of your labs to make sure that we can come up with a plan during that 2 hours.
Okay.
We talk about your medical history to make sure that we're covering everything and all the labs and what they mean. I explain all the labs and what they mean and why I want numbers to work what they are. And then
I can feel people's shoulders dropping right now in a good way, because I can imagine most people go 2 hours.
I know.
And you want to know me? Most people are like, I got 15 minutes and my doctor won't look me in the eye. You know what I mean? So that's beautiful.
Like, I promise you, you will feel heard and seen by the time you leave my office that very first time.
Yeah. Because the whole premise is that you must understand them and their history and their root cause to actually get them the solution, not go and prescribe some sort of medication. Not that prescriptions are bad.
There's a time and place for prescriptions and supplements and regular traditional medicine.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't practice it at all, right, but there's a time and place for it.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. Well, in future episodes, we're going to go a little deeper. I want to know more about this inflammation piece, where that stuff starts, and then, you know, where those things trickle in. My part of my journey was really, really weird, bizarre symptoms for a long time. I know lots of people that have those things and they get the same experience you do. Like, hey, maybe you should chat with somebody about your anxiety or... oh yeah, your gut, that's just, you're just going to have gut issues for life because you traveled or whatever. So
brain fog, it's a part of menopause.
Yeah. You're just getting older. Don't worry. You don't need to think the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But before we go deeper into that, let's wrap this up with, you said two kids?
Yeah, I do. I have two teens.
Two teens?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So you are in it. Boy, girl?
My daughter's 17 and my son is about to turn 16 on Monday.
Wow. Yeah. You are in it. Two driving teenagers.
About to drive.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah?
Monday.
So you're a pro now. So what do you guys do outside of this? You're running a functional medicine office, you're jacked and doing our workout, and you're helping people every day, you got two teens. What other hobbies are you into?
Anytime I can get outside, go for a walk, be by the water, on the beach, any outside connecting with nature is really huge for me and my family.
Yeah, I love that. That's the same for me.
And live music.
Yeah, I like the Metallica shirt. That's pretty rad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A fantastic band.
Oh, yeah. So you're like an 80s rock?
We're just metal.
Yeah, just straight metal. I love it.
We love all music, but yeah.
That's rad.
That's metal in the house.
Well, I can't wait to get to know you more in these future episodes and for our audience to get to know you more. And thank you so much for being on today. I mean, just a treasure trove of information. It's going to be really helpful.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, Nicole. We'll see you soon. Thanks for tuning in to the Fast Fit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well lived. See you next time.